Now live, and I talk in this sort of void before people actually arrive. Although, Hallie Pitcher, now you're quick off the mark, as is a number of others. That's very pleasant. I've made the point now on telly and on Twitter that I am deeply disappointed in our Prime Minister, and that's where we have to start. Hello, Hillary. And Sandra, we cannot have a situation where we just brush under the carpet what the Prime Minister has done. So we all knew that it was completely stupid to let out violent criminals in order to make prison space, to fill it with Lucy Connolly, who just sent a nasty tweet. We knew that was a stupid idea because violent criminals go on to commit violent crime. And we don't want violent crime because we're good, decent people who want to live in a nice and happy country. And instead, the idiot Bollard let out a violent criminal who, it turns out, on the very day of his release, he committed an offence. And I just think that it's utterly ridiculous. We knew that there was a risk. The Prime Minister ignored all of us who said that there was a risk, and the Prime Minister did it anyway. A man has died. You know, and a man who did not have to die has died because of the actions of the Prime Minister. And it is time that this man, for he is uniquely able, it seems, to not take responsibility for his own actions. But it is about time that he faced some pushback for this. There are legal routes that I'll explore and I'll go into more detail coming up, but he must face some form of accountability for this. It was, as Hillary says, waiting to happen. It was waiting to happen. There was a trial, so that slowed everything down. That's why we didn't hear about it too sweet, and that's a point we'll get back to. But that doesn't mean it's any less serious just because it doesn't meet the needs of the 24-hour media cycle. This is a man has lost his life because the Prime Minister let out a violent criminal. Now, I believe in personal responsibility, so violent criminals are personally responsible for their own actions. But if you let them out of prison early, then so are you. Okay, that's just obvious. Yes, it's on him that he stabbed a man, but you let him out of prison early. And had he been in prison, he wouldn't have been able to stab Matt. So I really think that this needs way more attention than I fear it's likely to get. I think it does rather prove the point about the mainstream media dying, which when Maya sort of kept telling me this years and years and years, it really is years ago now, I sort of just thought he was a bit eccentric. And it's true, though, they cannot be trusted. If they're not going to report on all this, they're not going to make a big fuss, then I just, thank goodness alternative media exists. Thank you to everybody who subscribes. Subscriptions are up, paid subscriptions are up. We're doing well. The Substack is a beautiful and brilliant community. I've hit a problem in that they used to upload the videos automatically to YouTube and now they don't. And I think this is some sort of spat between the two of them, but it means I'm going to have to put some effort into YouTube. Don't worry, here is always going to be the real home. This is a lovely community of lovely people, and I'm very proud of everything, you know, we've achieved. I'm doing a Hillary, you know, and just everybody. I have not seen Denise yet, but you know, we are the lovelies on the internet, and that is a powerful thing, I think, to be. I think it's something I'm very proud of. When I started all this, Fraser Nelson had been going on at me for years to publish, and I just said, well, that's not what barristers do. We shouldn't do that. And then eventually I gave in because of lockdown and because of the isolation of lockdown. And that's why I went on social media and started a Twitter account and all the rest of it. And the rest, as they say, is history. But the point is the broader online world is actually very nasty and mean. Pointlessly so, I mean, stupidly so, just utterly vile. And by the way, I think half of it is almost certainly foreign bots by malicious countries who don't like us. The times I see a troll and then you look at two or three of their tweets and you're just like, yeah, we don't. That's not how you use those words. You're not. And it reminds me that we were utterly paranoid during World War II that the Germans had spies here. It's a perfectly rational position to have, to be paranoid, to worry that the Germans would have spies operating in your territory. Perfectly rational. Only with the end of World War II and the releasing of all the files did we discover that they were completely unable to have a spy operate in the UK. And it's because they couldn't get the idiosyncrasies of English right. And we didn't correct them. We just reported them. And that, I think, is actually quite British, is that somebody's talking to you, they've just said something that's obviously not how an English or a British person talks, and you say nothing, because obviously you can't cause a fuss, but you might mention it to the local policeman, and then they might need to go somewhere. But it is part of our idiosyncrasy. We need that skill again, because a lot of this online stuff is genuinely just to cause chaos. They just want mayhem. But a lot of it is obviously unhappy people, and you know, just that we live among people who would get thrown out of any pub, you know, that I ran or that any of us ran. And we just represent, this Substack just represents all the decency in the world. So that's what we're going to do. Biscuit is not with me, because Biscuit is downstairs with Bella and Small Person being taught how to play Follow the Leader. How successful this is, I await to see, and I will be very interested to see just how successful, Bella being Bella and Biscuit being, you know, the baby boy, whether either of them has actually learned how to play Follow the Leader. But in theory, that's what they are downstairs doing. Obviously, if there's massive widespread woofing or screaming, I may have to run downstairs. But in theory, everything is fine. In theory, I'm good for the Substack. But the main heading tonight is that I think the Prime Minister, if he had any decency, would resign. I think a Prime Minister of any party who had made decisions which let violent criminals out, and the violent criminals had done what we all knew they would do, would resign. And I'm glad that I made that point on GB News today. I was actually invited on to talk about something else, but it came out and everybody just, you know, the magnitude of this is unbelievable. I don't care which party you support. When politicians do things which are so obviously stupid, that we all know are obviously stupid, that we warn them are obviously stupid, and then really awful things happen, they have to face the music. They have to. And I don't think that should be any legal music necessarily, although I'll explore that. Long-standing members of this community know that I would much rather return to political power and political repercussions rather than use the courts and pretend that judges are superheroes. And we're going to get on to why judges aren't superheroes and discuss really quite a shocking one a little bit later on, as it came up in the comments. Right, anyway, straight we go. Peter just said, good afternoon, Stephen, from, I'm not going to try it because it's Welsh, but North Wales, which is just, I just wanted to highlight because it's just nice. What a lovely thing to say. Thank you, Peter. That cheered my day. I hope that you have a lovely evening and weekend. If and when you watch this, this is the whole point of us. Dave says, hi, Steve. Oh, Steve. Oh, Dave. Please give the ability of Ofcom to make legal binding requirements of you and the rest of us to comment and make video content, podcasts, replies, and like, and lock us up. She's out there posturing. He did, and the CEO, yeah. These are unaccountable quangos, and it's about time they stopped. We're going to get on a little bit later to one that is currently at war with the government. I mean, that's how arrogant they've got. But that is a fantastic opportunity to get rid of all of them. Ofcom is a complete disgrace. It is not capable of regulating the sector it currently regulates. It's been given regulation of the online space. Goodness knows who thought that was a good idea, but it will almost certainly be a civil servant. One of the many problems we have is that ministers don't create policy anymore. They just do what civil servants tell them. And that's obviously weak and prone to exploitation. It's also obviously stupid. So we really need to get this back. Ofcom should not be regulating anything. Ofcom should not exist. It's going to be very funny if they bring in new laws and try and regulate this Substack, because they'll just run headfirst into me, which will be fun. Mostly for me, probably less for them. Anyway, Ali says, morning, Stephen. See, kind, polite. And then Ali went on to do a Hillary. I just won this. We're still spotting everybody who does a Hillary. Although I do have to say that to do a Hillary properly, you have to pretend that you're asking two questions while actually asking a third question sneakily. That's the true art of the Hillary. But anyway, Ali went on to do a Hillary because she posted a second one. But anyway, morning, Stephen. Do you have any insight into why Labour will when Labour will complete leasehold reform? No, leasehold reform is a complete difficulty. I'll just explain the core problem. It's actually a really simple core problem. We don't allow freehold of the air. We only allow freehold of the land. Obviously, when flats didn't exist, this was not a problem. You would have freehold of the farm. You would have freehold of the house. This is easy. I can do this. Well, the minute you start to get complicated construction and flats, English law just goes, oh. So we had to invent leasehold just to deal with this problem. Say, what on earth is this? I don't know how you fix it. And I'm not the world's best land lawyer. I strongly suspect if we talk to the world's best land lawyer, they might suggest that we can't. And I think the delay in fixing leasehold reform, let's deal with the fact. So dealing with leasehold reform, I think, is delayed by physics. Lease reform, you don't want them interfering in the market. So Ireland just did it. They just capped rental prices, and all of a sudden, the amount of available rents went down and people are homeless. It's a total car crash. You don't want government interference, state interference in markets. The last market you want them to state interfere in is the property market, because people will just end up homeless. They're never going to make anything easier or cheaper. It's like judges constantly fiddle around with what we call a cost regime. They promise it will make it easier and cheaper, and it's always more expensive after they interfere. That's state interference in markets. We just need to learn it doesn't work. And then we need to deregulate so that we can build more properties, so that prices will fall in a natural way, in a market-led way. And then Ali's Hillary-ness shining through. Hi, Stephen. Please make your comment. It's the same comment. She made the same comment twice, and I've just Hillary'd you. Oh, that's on me, Ali. That's on me. Ali's just made the same comment twice. I didn't read them. Mike, public officials behaving badly. What sanctions do we have? My council officers in Redacted have run up a fortune in debt, refused to use proper accounting standards, knowing misvaluing junk investments, failed to use property generally, misleading on performance, from straight on scrutiny. Just rating agencies have resigned. At what point is this criminal negligence criminal? Well, it does sound negligent, doesn't it? I sincerely hope that you punish them in the upcoming local elections, and that you have upcoming local elections. One of the things that I would caution everybody against, always against, is never be a safe seat. Never, ever, ever be a safe seat for any party, whichever one it is, whoever, ever. Never, never, never be a safe seat. Because what works best is when the politicians are scared that they might lose their seat and they need to credibly fear you. You know, look at how bad it got. You know, Mike Ainsbury is something like the 17th safest seat in Labour. So he feels able to get drunk and, you know, hit his own constituency, get a constituent, and hit him when he's on the ground. Wow. That's what they'll do if they feel safe. Okay. We don't want political leaders who feel safe. No, no, no. We want political leaders who are scared of voters. This is good for us. And I hope that you can make that council scared of the voters. Mike, I would urge you to do what Denise and Hillary and some others have done, which is to form local groups, particularly in council. So learn what the ward is. It's usually called a ward. And if you can get, I think if you can get 10 people in a ward that all say the same thing and say that they'll all vote against the guy unless he does, or girl, unless they do X or Y, I think 10's enough to scare a local councillor, because people have won and lost seats on tiny margins in local elections. One of the best things about local elections is that turnout's really, really low, and that amplifies the value of your vote. So if there's 100% turnout, your vote is worth whatever. The lower it goes, the more your vote is valuable, provided you will vote, provided you absolutely vote. Your vote just becomes proportionally more valuable and thus proportionately more scary. And to a local councillor, I think 10 votes is enough. And if you can organise across wards, so, you know, and again, don't assume there's anything, there's no such thing as a safe ward anyway. When it gets to council elections, it really is hilarious, because there'll only probably be about 30% of turnout. So if you can motivate 5% of people in the ward to turn out, which will be a tiny number of people, well, with 100 people, you've almost certainly swung the council election. So, you know, again, please do what everybody else on this community is doing, and that I do, in that we are using the powers of politics to sway things. I'm really sorry, your counsel sounds absolutely scandalous, but this belief that lawyers can solve everything is just, it just needs to die. Petronella does an open Hillary. Actually, does she do a classic Hillary? Petronella has mastered the Hillary. She's asking two questions and then a third one disguised as a comment. Absolute class. Brilliant, Petronella. Well done. Good move. Good Hillarying. Right. Amongst your legal peers, what is the feeling with regards to lefty lawyers and judges assisting to halt deportations? Is it ever discussed in your legal circles? They're all lefties, Petronella. Very few of us left who aren't. So they won't discuss it. They certainly wouldn't. And if you try to criticise a judge, they'll somehow attack you. I don't know how we got here, but we are where we are. I mean, honestly, because I genuinely have no position on Brexit, and I never take one in public, and I just refuse to, because I just don't think it's relevant anyway. It was 9 years ago. But they all took a view, and they all had the same idea. And that's what I find intellectually stifling, is that they just all have exactly the same idea. It's really dull. That's boring. I just on a fundamental level, just boring. Is the pull factor for these lefty lawyers the legal aid they're paid? Well, I think we are going to have to ask questions about immigration. And one of the great scandals, it seems to me, is that criminal legal aid has been stripped back and stripped back and stripped back, yet immigration legal aid has been topped up and topped up and topped up. And that seems to me to be perverse. Criminal legal aid would protect our own citizens from the evil of the state. Immigration legal aid simply protects, you know, migrants. And they'll probably burn me alive just for saying that. But we are going to have to grow up as a country. Then Petronella's comment. Many years ago, I read somewhere, it's called Question 3, Petronella and Hillary. Somewhere, this is during round 7, that there are too many solicitors and not enough work. Well, they solved that, didn't they? Now they've imported crime. It seems the law firms are flourishing, albeit on legal aid. Is there any truth in this? Nobody is flourishing on legal aid crime. Okay, nobody. People are flourishing on immigration legal aid, and we need to very seriously look at legal aid. I support legal aid as a principle because I support access to courts for all of you. I just think we're spending it on the wrong priorities. We are, surprise, surprise, spending it on the priorities of a tiny group of self-entitled lefties. They're not even proper old school Labour. They're just this modern lot that, you know, don't seem to have any common sense. Alan, hi, Stephen. Has the government acted within the bounds of the law and the constitutional principles in its key decisions and policies? Alan, that's a bit vague. I will call it out when I think it oversteps the constitution or the law, and there's something else we'll get to. But just please be just be kind to me. I've got a very close friend and they once asked me a question, and I basically had to turn around and say, in order to answer your question, I'd have to read every law. You do realize I'll be dead before I've read I've read a lot of law, but you know, just try and keep it focused. If they break the law or constitutional principles, I will point them out, Alan, I promise. I think we are there with this sentencing council, but that's going to come up later anyway. Catmint's Friday question. How and why was this monstrous bill snuck through? Out of the report stage, third reading, first reading, feeling so helpless against the Labour government, so the linking collection and retention of data is a contravention. Ah, right, okay, this is the financial services stuff. Yes, it is. And we've got to admit that what's happening in our society is the laws are getting tougher and tougher and tougher, and no criminals are actually suffering. Only the law-abiding seem to suffer under the law now. And that is monstrous and grotesque. It's where you get to with too many laws. We're always going to have criminals. So I think we need to not be infantile and pretend that we're not going to have criminals. To not have criminals, you have to turn yourself into a country that I don't think any of us want to live in. I certainly don't want to. So we're going to have to mildly put up with them. That doesn't mean we encourage them. I'd actually like the police to spend much more time on enforcement. But what is happening is the state is getting more and more power over decent citizens. Tony Blair started this massive anti-money laundering drive, which has been going on for decades. Well, I've not seen any reduction in money laundering, as far as I'm concerned. And yet I have seen a massive reduction in business efficiency, massive regulatory costs, the punishing of innocent people, the debanking of people like Nigel Farage, you know, monstrous outcomes that allegedly we never intended, but were all designed to do good and stop the criminals, that the one thing they've not done is stop the criminal. So, yeah, Catmint is right to highlight that the changes to banking and the government's access is monstrous. We're going to have to rediscover the word privacy again, and then we're going to have to start arguing for our privacy again. And obviously, I mean, I'm on social media, so I have very scant argument that privacy is a good thing, but it is important. You know, there are fundamentals, and we are entitled to privacy, and we won't lead happy lives unless we have our privacy. Because if you feel constantly watched, you are constantly on edge, you are constantly anxious, and you will not be happy. And we must go back to the pursuit of happiness again, which means getting back privacy and not giving the state endless powers. The only benefit to our current flabby, bureaucratic, mild dictatorship state is that it's utterly incompetent. It's the only redeeming feature, is that it's utterly, utterly incompetent. That's just damning. Sarah, here's my Friday question. Another takedown, I assume. I can't talk about live cases, so I haven't said what this is. Beware of people trying to whip up hysteria by creating... I mean, there are a lot of technical offences. They are on the statute book. They are technically committed all the time. I mean, I get off the tube and then I watch a bunch of people commit a technical offence because they trespass on the tube, which is a crime. It's not normal to be a crime to trespass, but it is on the railway and on the tube. And they go out the exit marks, no entry. They're all criminals. Do we care? If we find out that, you know, a prominent politician did that, do we care? Because one of the ways that you're manipulated is to get hysterical about everything. And what we're instead going to have to do is grow up and have a look at judge every instance on its circumstances. Is this genuinely morally something to care about? Is it not? Because law cannot replace morality. You become machines if law replaces morality, and we are not machines. I mean, there's a lovely speech by Charlie Chaplin in the 20s about, you know, the evil of machine men with machine minds. We don't want to be machine men with machine minds. We want to live in a decent and morally good society. So, yes, Sarah, I will watch that with some interest. I will not prejudice any trial. Sue. Good evening, Stephen. Good evening, Sue. I have seen in social media of claims that the head teacher of the primary school, which is cancelled an Easter parade. Sue, you are a marvel. You are incredible. I was so impressed when I saw this. Sue, you have given me hope for the future, because you went into the law and you dug out the relevant bit. You were utterly right. And I had no idea that that law existed, because I cannot keep it all in my head. I can't do it all. So we're all going to have to grow up. We're all going to have to deal with the law like Sue did. I'll just explain. So there is a relevant part of education law that says that you have to celebrate the Christian holidays and Christian tradition. I had no idea that that was there. And Sue found it, screenshotted it, and put it on Substack. You can all see it on the Friday Questions thread. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Sue, fantastic. And we need to get more muscular about all of this, because the last thing we ever need is new law, because there is almost always a law already banning whatever it is, like this bloody forgive my language, this law against ninja swords. It's like, they're already banned. You can't just wander around the streets with a ninja sword. What sort of a country do you think we are? I mean, and the Prime Minister loves to create a new law when one already exists without telling anybody. Sue, I think it's a highly pertinent and relevant piece of law. I think the next time this comes up, I'll be flagging it up on the telly, and I'll probably credit you, Sue, because that's just brilliant work. We must all do this. Catmint, who must be a second Catmint, and certainly can't be a Catmint doing a Hillary, asks, Can we talk about the new guidelines issued by the Sentencing Council to soften sentencing for immigrants to keep them below the 12-month threshold for deportation, which frankly doesn't work anyway, seeing we have more than 10,000 migrants currently. Yes, it doesn't work anyway. That's the other thing to remember about deportation. It currently is broken. There's this lovely thing called the Dublin, oh God, is it convention or principle or whatever? It's the Dublin thing in the EU about returning migrants. And people who get very upset about leaving the EU say we're denied the protection of the Dublin blah blah, and it's like it's broken, it's just work, it's not protection, it's broken, it's like, yes, but I really want to have this food processor in my house, but the food processor is broken. Yes, but I really want it, it would be brilliant if it worked. Yes, but it doesn't work. And I just think that we do have to be quite grown up about deportation. The biggest story of this is the Sentencing Council, and I want to take you through just, I can't, it's five, the Sentencing Council has doubled down with 5-page letter response. And I can't read you 5 pages. It's turgid, it's boring, it's completely irrational. It's basically the current political thinking of this isn't happening and anyway it's a good thing, which is nonsense. It claims that those of us who think that the new guidelines are racist have been misled. I don't know who is misleading me, because I genuinely think that the new guidelines are racist and I've read them, and I'm not sure who's in my head making me suddenly unable to read English. But whoever it is, well, they must be utterly sinister with magical powers, because when I look at those words, they have a meaning that I can seem to understand all on my own. So I don't know how I'm being misled, Mr. Judge. Judges should not do politics. They are remarkably bad at it. Politics is very, very hard. It's very, very different from law. And this sort of rubbish just doesn't work. But to sum it up, I just want you to understand that this is the response that they sent yesterday on the 27th. The guidelines are coming in on the 1st. Okay. Should you wish to meet, this is to Shabana Mahmood, the Lord Chancellor. Should you wish, who, by the way, is senior to a Lord Justice of Appeal and always was. And they always used to be scared of them. Should you wish to meet to discuss further any matters relating to the imposition guideline, and I think he's wrongly capitalized either imposition or not correctly capitalized guideline, but there we are. Typos do happen, my lord. I will be very pleased to do so when our respective diaries permit. So what I said on Martin Daubney yesterday was that I have no idea who on earth these people think that they are. And that's what I'm sticking with in public. I'd like to say other words. If you'd like to guess which other words Stephen would like to say, please do so in the privacy of your own home. But they're quite, you know, loud and demotic Anglo-Saxon. When our respective diaries, and when it's convenient for me and you, oh dear lord, the Sentencing Council is going to have to be smacked down. Even Shabana Mahmood will have to take action against this. If not, I won't let up. Robert Jenrick won't let up. This is nonsense. But this is why I hope I've explained to people, I've tried to explain it before, that Plato has this idea that the ideal type of rulership is ruled by philosopher princes. And the problem is, what do you do when they turn out to be complete idiots and monsters? It's actually an idea explored in a rather vulgar way. So please, Hillary and Petronella, don't you watch this. I think it's a little bit fruity for you. But there's an American television program on Amazon called The Boys, which explores the obvious problem with Superman. What do you do if Superman goes evil? it's a real problem. As long as Superman stays good, you don't have a problem. But, you know, this Sentencing Council has clearly gone bad. I mean, it's not killing babies yet, but, you know, it is doing things which are obviously stupid and obviously deeply unpopular. It's had it flagged up to it by a Labour chancellor, you know, Danger Will Robinson, we think that you're being really stupid. And it's gone, no, I'm going to do them anyway. You can't stop me. La, 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 la. And I think that is just, I mean, that is the problem of what you do when Superman goes evil. And remember, they based all this. Their logic was that judges were Superman. So there's literally Ronald Dworkin, an American professor writing in the 90s and the 80s, wrote that judges are Superman. He wrote that judges are Hercules, meaning the Greek god, demigod Hercules. He literally wrote all this stuff and they lapped it up. Blair lapped all this up. Cherie lapped it all up. Starmer's basically the birth child of this idea. And they all think judges are totally amazing. And it's like, you go read that letter. Superman's gone dodgy. What are we going to do now? They've got the power of parliament. They should just end the sentencing council. End it now. Shut it down. Get rid of it. Bye. Bye. Thanks for all. And one of the most irritating, whiny things in the letter is that he whinges on that a lot of work has been done. Do you mean that you've had lots of really boring meetings in which you've eaten free biscuits and chatted? Because that's not really work, is it? And not a lot of work went into drafting some very few words that conform to an ideology you already believed before you even started your work. Doesn't sound like a lot of work to me. I've seen work. I've done work. Doesn't sound like work. Precious little buttercup that he is. It's all going to end very, very badly. Right, Samantha. Yes, me too, Stephen, about freezing of bank accounts. Good. Okay. And it's very worrying, Samantha. And I think more of us should pay attention to the bank account stuff. And let's maybe start a campaign to tell our MPs that we're fed up with this stuff. Because we want to live happy, normal lives, and we're not criminals. They're presuming that we're all criminals. I'm not a criminal. You go and deal with the criminals. Do not impinge upon my life. Hillary's not a criminal. I mean, she's a Hillary, but she's not a criminal. Denise is not a criminal. Petronella's not a criminal. Sarah's not a criminal. Alan's not a criminal. Dave's not a criminal. We're not criminals. We're the good people. Leave us alone. Go away. Loons, stop interfering with how we live our lives and go, you know, make the criminals' lives difficult for a start. Hillary, Mayor's creator, Stephen, this week I will be asking sometimes in Latin. Well, you shouldn't, because I'm a state school boy, so I didn't get taught it because my chance of learning Latin was also destroyed by a hard left government, just as the children of today will have their opportunities crippled by a hard left nutter. The finest traditions of the country. And a new guideline set up by the Sanderson Council. Yes, they will fall. Automatic deportation. Yes. Is there any legal means by which we can rid ourselves of foreign offenders at all? Not if the Sanderson Council keep acting like lunatics. No. We need this is a political answer to this. Get rid of the Sanderson Council is the answer to this. It's absolutely shocking. The University of Oxford is to start calling those who graduate VOS, meaning you, instead of magistri, masters, and doctores, doctors. For example, all in the name of not offending anyone. If the university go ahead with this. Hillary, have you out-Hillaried your own... That's another question. Before question two. You normally put the other question after question two. Hillary has out-Hillaried Hillary this week. But that is shocking. VOS, and the whole point of magistri and doctores is to indicate that you are greater than mere VOS. VOS is everyone. So it's quite insulting to people who've worked for years and years and years at Oxford, which is very, I mean, it is knackering. You do a lot of work there. There's very little chatting and biscuits that goes on there. So it is deeply offensive. It is just another example of this. What they want is equality of outcome. They are communists. And we have allowed communism to grow because it was deeply entertaining when they were sort of selling the socialist worker 30 years ago and standing on street corners and looking pathetic. But they're now in all of our institutions. And earning and, you know, taking all of our money. So I do think that we need to stand up to this. If my university has done that, then my university is full of idiots and led by fools. Do you, someone like me, who decries all this nonsense, would be like to be referred to at graduation? And would like to be referred to by the 800 year, be allowed to ask for that to happen? You can always ask, Hillary. And I'd kick up a fuss. If this is, you know, I think people should kick up a fuss. You get nowhere by simply meekly accepting this, and it's about time we push back. Hillary's third question, fourth question that is also hidden as not a question, is the Online Safety Act 2023 became law in October, which is now officially live, existing under the pretense of keeping children safe. Consequently, the UK government has now demanded that GAB, American Financial Protection Service, submit to their new censorship regime or risk very heavy penalty. Can our thickest mince government do such a thing? Oh, you put question three. Hillary has admitted it was a question. Wow. Can our Thick as Mince government do such a thing? They have done. They have done. And we won't get recourse out of all of this through law. We will only get recourse out of politics, and we must just engage. It's so stupid. I mean, the new rules have shut down a forum talking about looking after your hamster. I mean, that's just pathetic. And I'm fed up of living in a censorious age. They can only censor you with your consent because they don't have the infrastructure to enforce all of this. So what's going on is that a lot of good people are going around self-censoring and going, oh, I worry that this breaches GDPR. Oh, I worry that this breaches the new regulation. If we all broke the law or just ignored it, they can't possibly enforce it. Just saying. Michelle, Stephen, are you aware judge's ruling on ULEZ, won by Noel Wilcox last week? No, that missed me, but this is the Sue point, is that I need all of us out there working hard to make these things happen. There was another criminal case I was supposed to pay attention to, and I haven't yet. Nope, it's gone. Elder brain. I've been searching but cannot find any info on the mainstream media. I wonder why, if people start claiming the charges back. Yes, no, we did. Well, we had a question about this, so I haven't seen it, but we had a question about this last week. Could it bankrupt TfL and force certain people to resign? And can an appeal be launched? An appeal can almost certainly be launched and almost certainly would be. If I was TfL, I would be on it like Billy-O. But yes, if the rules allow Noel Wilcox to claim back his ULEZ charge, then they allow everyone to. The consequences of that are simply not for me to worry about, although I will say that they're hilarious. Right. I missed something. I've seen a max question limit. Oh, Michelle. She's defending Hillary, which is a nice thing to do. Oh, there was a lovely thing. Was it Marie? Did something lovely. There was a really lovely comment by Marie. I'm sure it was Marie. Just being lovely. Right. I'm going to try and scroll to the top of this tiny little thing. This is so deep. See if anybody's asked a question. No question mark. I ain't going to stop. But Sally, I will always stop for pure flattery. Thank you. Is it really a legitimate government if chosen by postal vote? Yes, it is. Sorry. I know. I want to curb postal voting, but I can't call the government illegitimate if it's not. They are desperate to paint me as a nutter, so I have to stay very clearly within the lines. And I'm afraid it's a perfectly legitimate government. I think it's got weak legitimacy, but that's because of the total vote, not because of how the votes were obtained. Michael Stewart, the head of Prevent, resigns. Good. He ignores us. He does, Hillary. Prevents another, but it should be held accountable. Well, they resign so that they're not held accountable. But what they must not be allowed to do is fall upwards. China and slave labor, absolutely shocking. Can we just, every time they go on about pretending that they're decent human beings, can we please just point out that they're not? That's the Labour Party, not the Chinese. Two-tier sentencing to be made official on Tuesday. Yes, it is. And I'm going to go bonkers about it. They're not going to be able to avoid it. Do I think Starmer will ever take responsibility? No, I think he's the type of human who needs to be made to take responsibility. I think he's not a real person. I think he's a bit of a person grown in a lab who thinks he's marvellous and has been told his entire life that he's utterly marvellous. And I think that's bad for any of us. I just think it is. Hi, Stephen. Recently joined live group and trying to navigate my way around the live chat. Ah, Peter. Yes, it is hard. Didn't I have something from Peter? I thought I saw something from Peter. I think it was just loveliness. Oh, I began with your comment. Yes. Thank you, Peter. That was you. Judith, we have known for ages. Don't care about any atrocities as long as they have cut their own way. I know, they just pretend to care about stuff. It's really manipulative. Series on the Constitution. I can't find a link to the series. It's just go to podcasts. My series on Constitution should be there in my Substack under podcasts, and they're all free. And I need to do one on Dr. Bonham's case, but I've been literally carrying a puppy around my house. I have a stupid amount of stairs in my house, and I had a puppy who couldn't get upstairs or downstairs. So I've been carrying a puppy around. I need to get some content done. And that's probably not this weekend because I've got small, but next week. Because people need more content. My father was arrested, as it turned out. His best friend was a German spy. Joined the end up in prison. Yeah. Sorry for your dad, but you see how we caught them. That's the point, Judith. We just kept catching them. And Rachel McCants is just as stupid as she should resign too. She is awful. They just keep busting the economy. It's unbelievable. Off communist. Ha! I've got a friend who calls them that. I saw him last Saturday. He was in good spirits. Yes, he doesn't owe me a drink. We settled the round amicably. There might be somebody else who does. Anyway, Stella has no decency. What are characters? Who's got characters? Oh, Sarah's girl's a character. Yeah, sold your property in London because you can see what the idiots are doing to the rental market. It will absolutely crash it, as it always has every time it's ever been tried. I don't know why they're allowed to do things. I mean, again, but this is because we don't, adults are technically free to do things, even if they're particularly stupid. But it just is mad. Politicians should know that meddling in the rental market doesn't work. I need Sarah to look into figures for legal aid, but that is a massive, like, job that nobody's going to pay me to do. So I just need to sort out other things before I get started on that. Nice thumbs up from Barnaby Bish. How many appeals are allocated to each migrant entry? Well, they do seem to have an inordinate number of appeals, Madeline. They really do. And I think that is just odd. I never break the law openly. Well, that's, I suppose that's a start. Say no to digital ID. Yep. Monitored everywhere. Yep. This, I worry that this will just drag because I'm stuck in a massive. Right. I've gone to the bottom. Yeah, I saw the priest. Utterly shocking, but Free Speech Union are on it, Hillary, I think. How do we feel about the success of Rupert? Rupert doesn't have statutory power to hold an inquiry. So I like the idea. And I, don't get me wrong, I don't think doing nothing is a better option. And I'm not criticising Rupert. I just point out he doesn't have the power to force an inquiry. Presumably that's his plan, to constantly then point that out. But we do need to start doing things. We do need to start taking action. We simply cannot keep rolling over all the time. And I would, you know, what happens to those girls in the towns is just absolutely horrendous. I still pick up Small from Small's primary school, but there's just this group of four little girls who walk home. And I watch them heading into town and I just watch with absolute horror and dread. I worry about them. We need to go back to being a country that has real priorities. And looking after all of our kids seems to me like the obvious priority that we should all just have. Petronella knows him. Oh. See, that's the thing. These are real lives that the nutjobs and the Puritans are ruining. Anyway, that's all quite depressing. But yeah, the two major legal stories are that Keir Starmer's policy decisions led to a man being killed, and I think he should be held responsible for that. And the sentencing council has, like any bunch of thin-skinned would-be aristocrats, acted like a bunch of thin-skinned would-be aristocrats and doubled down. We don't need them. Get rid. They're not as amazing as they think they are. Thanks very much. Give them a carriage clock and let's return political power to politicians so that we can all have a say in sentencing, because you all deserve a say in sentencing. I'm going to keep Small close. I'm going to go down and do a pass the bake. Just the glamour of my life. Take care, everybody. Lovely to see people. The numbers, I think we're double on last week, which is pretty impressive given I've done so little content. Believe me, if you're angry or upset about the lack of content, I know, I'm really sorry. He's just learned how to climb stairs. As soon as he can climb downstairs, we're in clover. Everybody take care. Everybody have an absolutely lovely weekend. We were supposed to go to a book launch and we're not, because we're going to stay with the dogs. So take care, everybody. But do have fun, whatever you're doing. Bye.